Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's December 22nd, 2007, and here's Jesus. These segments were originally released August 11th and 12th, 2003.
Nazarene, our friend Lawrence in Connecticut is back with this question. Hello, Nazarene. It's Lawrence of Olympus again. If someone were being drained of energy and I were to convince that someone to say aloud, homosexuality is wrong, those who condone it are not of the light of God, then would those assigned to drain the energy stop and go away? Or would it be too late? If I pressed and pressed and insisted that someone say those very words, would that be enough to free them?
Most certainly, Lawrence. God, our Father, does not attack those who are not attacking his children. The moment a person stops attacking his children, stops doing the things that threatens a soul, then God stops attacking them. The instant they repent this evil and start doing good and start speaking up and saying, no, this thing is wrong, it can't be done, it's unacceptable, we can't allow it, then God stops attacking them. But the moment someone turns against God, says, I'm going to do this thing, I don't care whether it's proper or not, I don't care whether it hurts people or not, I feel like doing it, and I'm going to do it, I don't care what it does, then God will attack them, and God will destroy them. There is no question of it. People simply don't understand. They think that people can ask for forgiveness over and over and over again, and continue to sin, and continue to do evil, and God is going to do nothing. That is not God's way. God has to destroy evil. He cannot allow evil, and those that serve him have to do the same thing. It is hard, it is difficult, but it is God's way.
Saying that sounds like it would be a piece of cake for someone who really believes in you to do, Nazarene. And I'm so glad that now it's just certain people being drained, not all supporters.
Chocolate or vanilla, Alora?
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. Did you ever wonder about what happens to someone after they die? Years ago, my husband Gerald channeled a book called Lennon, My Biography After Death, which we believe is very informative on the subject. We're sure you'll enjoy it. It may be found at https://spiritus.tripod.com/books/lenin/links.htm.
Nazarene, we thought this was an excellent question, one that Jesse always asks us. How old are you and Demetrius? How long have you existed?
That is a very difficult question to answer, Alora. There is a lot of debate on it. We believe we have been on Earth at least 500,000 years, and both Demetrius and I remember the founding of the empire, and we believe the empire lasted almost 500,000 years. So that is a million years that we know of, at least. So we are at least over a million years old. We believe we came into consciousness at about the same time, that God created both of us at about the same moment in history or time or whatever you want to call it. But anyway, we existed long before that as temporal entities in the reincarnation process, but we became solid individual souls at that time and continue to exist ever since. So we are very, very old by any standard, and it is long past the time that we should have reached ultimacy. It is believed that a soul reaches ultimacy somewhere between 500,000 and 600,000 years, so we're way overdue. But that is generally the idea, Alora. Of course, we are hanging around until we undo the damage that we have done to mankind, and then probably we will move on and go to found another race and start process all over again. Boy, I don't even want to think about that, but the time will come.
Wow, Nazarene, no offense, but you're really ancient. Thanks for sticking around to help the Earth.
The Father would permit me to do nothing else, Alora, nothing else.
We'll be back again.